Who is the world conspirologist? The remarkable thing, and the thing that needs to be strongly emphasized, is that when arguments are based on absolute facts, as in the case discussed here, it organically cannot be a world conspiracy. A world conspiracy is the opposite, namely denying obvious facts, facts that anyone can verify, and the unequivocal conclusions following from these absolute facts. It's a world conspiracy to deny the absolute fact, presenting it as a false argument, that there are no heads of state in Europe and their governments that have deceased from with COVID-19. Because it is an immediately checkable, incontrovertible fact that there indeed are none such deceased throughout the entire 2 years of the purported COVID-19 pandemic. It is also a world conspiracy, since one cannot deny the obvious, namely that no heads of state and members of their governments have died from with COVID-19. To keep denying that this fact, morbid as it is, does obliterate the claim that there is a COVID-19 pandemic. Since the exact same criterion, but applied to anonymous insignificance, that is, to subjects that neither you nor I know anything about, is used by propaganda to push the idea that there is a COVID-19 pandemic. Denying the no significance death from with COVID-19 argument is the real conspiratorial thinking. But such denying has legs so short that one can catch it without chasing it. It falls flat on its face the minute it rears its ugly head to annoy people who immediately see through it. Some think conspiracy theories are very entertaining. However, there is nothing entertaining in the flawed, deadly conspiratorial suggestion that the COVID-19 pandemic is real. Only a sick mind can be entertained by such a conspiracy theory. When one entertains oneself with using such thoughts, one doesn't threaten the welfare of the world by exploiting an actual disease. In this case of COVID-19, the elite doesn't even control the disease by controlling the information about it as they do when actual disease is at play, as portrayed in a movie where the pandemic was real. On the contrary, in the COVID-19 pseudo-pandemic case, those who have faked it control the disinformation, spreading the fabrication of something which does not exist, boosting it to unseen heights. The elite controls the public by manipulating it, while censoring any alternative voice. The pandemic they hallucinate about is not even real, let alone can it be used as a genuine threat. The globally promoted hallucination about a pandemic is that the word pandemic, quote-unquote, scares people, causing them to panic. With the ultimate argument presented herewith, showing point-blank the fact impossible for a pandemic that visible groups of human biological units are spared from deadly COVID-19 incidents. Censoring the fact that there is no COVID-19 pandemic becomes harder. On what grounds, other than brute force, can an absolute fact which anyone can see be censored? Only crude measures can stop it from dissemination. Crude measures the elite would think twice about resorting to, afraid of immediate exposure. The only efficient censoring is to vigorously prevent the thinking of the multitude of insignificants from shifting towards the crucial facts related to the elite, and instead intensely forcing that thinking to stay within their own group, the group of the anonymous insignificants. The elite may use its pawns to mock those who have stumbled upon the above absolute fact, discussed many times over herewith, saying that those adhering to what they call an absolute fact feel as if they have stumbled upon some secret reality which the sheeple, quote-unquote, don't know about. However, this always happens with new discoveries, especially when they're confirmed, as is the case with the clearly factually revealed and discussed here with crucial fact of the, quote, immortality of the elite when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. Those that already know this absolute fact, paying attention to what was said above, may feel they're special and on higher ground, and that's okay. Knowing the absolute truth provides a certain intellectual high, and there is nothing reprehensible about it. One may wish that all humanity gets that high, which would contribute to its intellectual elevation. Knowing the truth really brings closure, certainty, and control. The alternative is to relegate to the impassable conceptual maze of lies, turning oneself into ready prey for the vultures, to the deceitful privately owned global information agencies serving the world's elite. Some allege that there is an ulterior motive which those searching for the absolute truth have. Such an ulterior motive could be, they allege, the feeling of things happening for a higher cause or ultimate purpose. This allegation may be comforting or entertaining for whoever makes it, but it has nothing to do with finding the truth and the satisfaction it brings. Comparing the uncovering of the absolute truth regarding the lack of elite deaths COVID-19 connection with the assassination of JFK or 9/11 is an underhanded way to undermine the ultimacy of the absolute fact rejecting the COVID-19 pandemic as a real occurrence. There has been nothing absolute discovered about the assassination of JFK, 9/11, or that Neil Armstrong did not land on the moon, or that the Earth is flat. No one can vouch with full certainty for the anthropogenic reality of climate change. Neither can anyone vouch with full certainty even about Darwin's evolutionary theory, or of the paleological theory for the extinction of dinosaurs. There is nothing absolute even in the theory of viruses, or even in the use of orbitals in chemistry, if we are to cite a questionable concept in real science. Make no mistake, the use of orbitals as a way to classify the types of chemical bonds formed due to chemical reactions is only a model, a helping hand. It's not a real entity that can be felt or touched or observed even with the most powerful microscope. It is also vicious to compare the outbreak of measles, which is a real, dangerous infectious disease, which could be the source of a real pandemic, with the fraudulent claim that there is a COVID-19 pandemic. It is fraudulent because absolutely provably it non-typically spared visible groups of human biological units.